Here is Chester calling us from WAVA in Bowie, Maryland. Welcome to the program, Chester.
My question is, what is the difference between a therapist and a counselor? Thank you for allowing me to share that point. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so is there a difference? Are they synonyms or what? What do you guys say?
They can be synonyms. Go ahead, yeah. Becky, you go.
I think the difference comes where we talk about specific licensure and different training. Mm-hmm. So therapist, counselor can be interchangeable, but there's also psychologists, social workers, marriage and family therapists, mental health therapists. So it really depends on what their focus is. But Chester, I'm kind of curious of, you know, why the difference matters to you. I would love to know where the question is coming from.
I'm saying it because it seemed, like you said, it seemed to be a sentiment to between each of them. But I mean, how are they different? That's probably how are the differences? Not what is the difference? Maybe how are they different from one another?
Now, Chester, is this because you're thinking of going to one and you're wondering which one to choose, or you're just curious?
Yeah. Even though we're different, but what makes that one better than the other? Nobody's better than the other. We know that. So are they both? How can we get to this confusion?
Usually with someone's called a therapist, usually they have a license behind their name. That's typically more of a clinical term, where many people can be a counselor. There's many people who call themselves counselors as lay counselors in the church, and they may not have any formal training, or they may have gone through a training course in the church. But typically somebody who is labeled a therapist, that's more of a clinical term, and they have a licensure behind their name. But again, as Becky's saying, some states differ in the words that they use. And so it may depend on the state that you're in or the person who you're looking up to see, do they have any initials maybe behind their name, and research what do those initials mean.
And the other part is, too, we teach people this all the time, Chester, that we are all different as human beings and our training. Mm-hmm. And it just depends on what you are seeking help for and the connection or the rapport that you build with the mm-hmm. helper, whatever their license, whatever their training, and even if they're a lay counselor, the way we connect with people is really powerful. And sometimes we don't connect with people. Doesn't mean that they're not a good therapist or a counselor. It just might not be a good fit for you. And it's all worth exploring because we deserve good help.
Chester, thank you for calling in today on New Life Live. Brian Perez here with licensed marriage and family therapist Mark Cameron, and licensed professional clinical counselor Becky Brown.
That's right.
Or counselor,
right.
As Mark Cameron counselor. Says it with his cool accent.